This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. This is an amazing moment in history. Think about it. It took the deep state trying to destroy Trump with fake news media, with big tech censorship, with the COVID bioweapon, and now with rigged elections. They tried all those things to destroy Trump, and all they succeeded in doing was exposing their own lies and fraud. That's what's amazing. If Trump were not president, we wouldn't know how evil all of these radical leftists and globalists really are. We wouldn't know it. But because they had to weaponize everything to try to destroy Trump, they weaponized the FBI, they weaponized the intelligence community, they weaponized the media, right? They weaponized an actual virus and released it. They weaponized the lockdowns. they've weaponized speech, you know, with control through the tech giants to censor Trump supporters. And now they've weaponized the elections. Actually, I think they've been rigging elections for, you know, decades. It's just that it's become so apparent now. I mean, they had to fake so many votes in Wisconsin to beat Trump's massive landslide victory that now Wisconsin is reporting something like 90% voter turnout, which is statistically impossible. But that just shows you how many votes they had to rig for Biden to overcome the Trump lead. But now here we are in this amazing moment in history where all of these fraudulent institutions have had to expose themselves. They've been caught again and again and again, to the point where the public has lost any remaining faith in these institutions. I mean, who trusts the media anymore? Who trusts Fauci? Who trusts the CDC? Right? Who trusts big tech? When Twitter is censoring more than half the tweets that Trump has made since election day, you know, who trusts Facebook? They just deleted a big group, something, I think it was called Stop the Fraud. Big group, 350,000 people set up by the Trump administration or Trump team members. Facebook just deleted the group. Total election interference, complete criminality and fraud. Zuckerberg should be arrested by U.S. Marshals right now, today. They're exposing their crimes. They're exposing their fraud at a level that we only could have hoped for, you know, because usually they just carry out their fraud in secret and people don't notice. And then people would sleepwalk through their lives thinking, oh, yeah, elections are fair. Yeah, speech is still free. Vaccines must be safe. Yeah, the WHO loves humanity. And, you know, people would be living with all these outrageous lies. But thanks to Trump, now the truth has come out. Now people know the depths of the fraud. Now, by the way, people like myself have been vindicated. Because I've been talking about this for many years. And so as, you know, Alex Jones and G. Edward Griffin and so many others, we've been talking about this for a long time and people called us crazy. Not anymore. Not anymore. Now, what's amazing to me in looking at all of this is all these elements I mentioned, you know, elections and media and how society is structured and so on. It all requires the consent of the people. You know, what is an election? It's a social contract where people who disagree on policies make an agreement to have a competition, basically a popularity contest, right? And at the end of this competition, whoever is victorious shall have the political power for the next 4 years. And both parties agree to abide by that outcome, even if they themselves don't win. That's the social contract of elections, but it is predicated on the understanding that the elections must be fair. If you cheat, then it's not an election. And if you cheat, then, and you win by cheating, then the other side doesn't have to recognize your victory because it was a false victory. And that's where we are now, where Biden, they've cheated like crazy. There's so many examples of the evidence of cheating. It's off the charts, the ballot stuffing, the mysterious hundreds of thousands of votes that appear in the middle of the night for Biden, none of them for Trump, all 100% for Biden, you know, wagons full of ballots being dumped at ballot centers at 5 a.m. The examples just go on and on. Mail carriers in Michigan destroying Trump ballots caught on tape by Project Veritas, right? it just goes on. The fraud is it's overwhelming. Well, guess what? You commit fraud, your victory doesn't count. Just like if you sit down at a poker table in Vegas, let's say, you walk into Vegas and you're a card counter. You've got an amazing memory. You're like Rain Man, okay? So you can memorize six decks of cards. And you're a card counter. And you start placing bets based on the composition of the remaining cards in the deck. And you start winning money like crazy because card counting is cheating in Vegas, by the way. Many of you probably already know that. If you get caught, you get prosecuted. You have to give up your so-called winnings and you probably go to jail. You might get roughed up in the back room of a Las Vegas casino. If you're a card counter, you're cheating. Or if you were to do a private poker game, let's say, and you had a literal ace up your sleeve and you're doing sleight of hand, you know, palming cards and whatever, and you get caught, guess what? Not only are they going to take your money, they're probably going to punch your teeth out because you're a cheater. Nobody likes a cheater, and nobody has to surrender to a cheater. Just like we, the people in America, we don't have to surrender to Joe Biden, the cheater. He's also, you know, in bed with the communist Chinese, and he's also a total fraud himself, a plagiarist and so on, a liar. But he has cheated in this election. So we are under no obligation to recognize that victory. And thankfully, President Trump is fighting this all the way. And I believe that Trump will be victorious in the end because Trump is not going to just bow down and surrender this country to a bunch of fraudulent criminal cheaters on the left. Thank God for Trump. Because you know anybody less, like a John McCain would have given in by now, right? A Mitt Romney would have given in by now. Heck, even a George Bush would have given in by now. Donald J. Trump does not give in to bullies. In fact, it just gets him amped up. He's a fighter. He's going to fight this all the way. And because he's a fighter, he's going to win. Because once you audit the votes and the fraud disappears, and you're only counting the legal ballots, not all ballots, just the legal ballots, the ones that count, Trump wins in a landslide. He wins Michigan, he wins Wisconsin, he wins Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, he wins Arizona, probably wins Nevada too. Probably wins a bunch of other states that aren't even being looked at. Probably wins with something like 350 electoral votes, frankly, if you only count the legal votes. Might even win California for all we know. So that's the game that's on here. And just understand that government requires the consent of the governed. And that's why elections, they have to be fair, they have to be free, and they have to be transparent in order for people to have faith in the outcome. And when you see so much evidence of all the rigging, all 100% in favor of Joe Biden, then you know half the country, the half that voted for Trump, they will not accept the outcome of this election if Biden is declared the winner. And by the way, the media can't declare a winner. The media has no constitutional power whatsoever. Just because the media wants to pretend that Joe Biden is the winner doesn't matter. They can declare him all day. He can declare himself all day. Unless Trump concedes, Biden is not the president. And Trump's not going to concede. And by the way, even if Biden were to really win, if Trump were to concede, Trump's still president till January 20th. But Trump's not going to concede. He's going to fight this. He's going to challenge these states. He's going to take it to the Supreme Court. He's going to audit the results. He's going to expose the fraud. And not only will Trump win the election and be our continued president, he will expose the most massive criminal vote fraud operation in the history of this country, which is something that Joe Biden openly bragged about. Biden bragged about this. He said that the Democrats have assembled the most elaborate vote fraud organization in the history of American politics. That's a quote from Joe Biden just a few weeks ago. He was bragging because he can't keep his mouth shut, just like he bragged about, you know, getting away with bullying Ukraine, saying, well, son of a bitch, they fired the prosecutor, you know, because he was trying to withhold $1 billion in foreign aid because he's corrupt. You know, Joe Biden's corrupt. And Trump is going to expose everything. And this is how the Democrats are destroyed. Through their desperation and their massive fraud, they will destroy themselves. They will be destroyed. They will have no credibility, just like the media has no credibility. The pollsters have no credibility remaining. They were so wrong, totally wrong. So all we have to do as a nation, even as President Trump or as we the people, is simply decide to not surrender to fraud. Decide to stand and fight. Pull out your sword and start defending. Start swinging at the aggressors, you know, metaphorically. Decide to fight. Fight for America, fight for your freedom, fight for your vote. Fight to overcome the fraud. And do not give power to any of these fraudsters, the media fraudsters, the Democrat fraudsters, you know, the big tech fraudsters, none of them. Just withhold your consent. So Joe Biden will not be president of the United States. President Trump will remain president. And by the way, as a side note, when that happens, when Trump is finally realized to be victorious in this and all the fraud is exposed and we have maybe criminal prosecutions and arrests of some of the fraudsters in the Democrat Party who were responsible for all this, because they need to be publicly hanged to death for treason if found guilty, by the way. But all of this is going to go down. And when this happens, then the left is going to stage a violent uprising and coup attempt like you've never seen before. Because the left at that point will be absolutely convinced that Trump stole the election, because the media lied to them all this time, right? The media has been lying and saying, oh, Arizona went for Biden. You know, the media has lied to Democrats and given them false information. So they're going to be really angry when they come to find out that they didn't win. They're going to think it was stolen. They're going to go nuts. So we're in this kind of lull before the storm right now. We're in this period of little to no violence temporarily, but this is going to change very quickly. This is going to change, and it's going to become incredibly violent very, very soon. Again, as soon as the leftists realize that they've lost. So keep all this in mind, folks. When Trump wins, the Civil War is on. They're going to try to storm the White House. They're going to try to shoot patriots. They're going to try everything. So all those kinetic scenarios that I warned you about that I thought would begin on November 4th, oh, they're still there. It might just be that they're going to begin on, you know, December 4th or some other day. Because this might take weeks or even a couple of months to play out. We'll see. You're in for a ride. That's for sure. And, you know, just as a final thought, isn't this playing out almost exactly as I warned, by the way? I mean, maybe the timing is not exact, but the outcome, Trump succeeding with a massive victory and then the left just totally refusing to accept it and then committing fraud to try to steal it. Remember I said Trump would win the raw vote, but then Democrats would commit massive fraud to try to steal it. It's exactly what I've been saying in these podcasts. And I said, ultimately, Trump will win. I'm sticking with that. Trump ultimately will win. And when he does, all the violence that we've warned about will be unleashed by the radical left. So everything is still in play, just as we've analyzed. It's just been delayed for this little suspension period of time to see what happens. But stay tuned, okay? It's going to get crazy out there. Stay informed. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Catch me at naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Thank you for listening.